continue. In August of 1969, the ambulance driver and I moved 20,000 records from Mayberry to the basement of Herman Kiefer Hospital, which was the last 20,000 that were in the early records, and the rest of the records they just left there. There were early records were microfilmed, I think up to 6,000. But we moved 20,000 records in. I was asked to, I was fairly close to retirement at that time, or I could have taken retirement. But at that time I was asked to go down to Herman Kiefer and start for them the admission procedure that we used at Mayberry, which the doctors liked, and many of our doctors had gone down there. So I went purposely to do that and to train some young employees transcribing histories from the dictaphones and teaching them medical terms of some. But 1 year of driving, I was up at 6 and I came home at 6, and I lived right across from the hospital prior to that time. I retired in August of 1970 and sold the family home and moved over here to Farmington in November 1971. I had 42 years of service. I thought that was time enough to retire. Mm-hmm. And,
where's the rest of your family now?
I'm the only living one. My sister died at 63 and my brother at 53, both succumbing with hearts, and I don't know how I am still here, but I am. And my father died at the last, and at 78, and I just celebrated my 79th birthday. I thought it was kind of interesting that, I feel it is, it was a big family, it was a big part of our family life, and our grandchildren, and that's why they said they wouldn't, they wanted pictures of all of these that each one of them wanted to keep to grandchildren. I was surprised because, but their memories of spending time with the grandparents there on the sanatorium grounds is very real to them. My father was the first on the grounds and I was practically the last one that walked off. So it's a kind of an interesting thing, I think. I don't know whether I've covered most of the stuff that you want to hear about it. There's the Mayberry was a village within itself, really, you know? You knew a lot of people. And I think particularly because we all stayed on the grounds. All lived on the grounds for the most part. The nurses all lived on the grounds. And, there was a building known as the Inn, and it was the office staff people, and there was a doctor's residence, and the parties and stuff. Now, I don't know how many, but I think we probably, our family, did more from the standpoint of the Northville because of our church association. My mother was a great being a church worker and led us into that kind of thing. And as a matter of fact, I'm still doing it here and volunteering here in Northville for doing church things. So it was that association, the business and professional women, of course, that was very interesting. But and I was in that for quite a while, but my father became ill and was ill for 3 years, and I could no longer handle that and be on that. But I knew the people in that group too.
Any particular one stands out in your mind that still maybe?
Well, there was Mrs. Douglas, who is now in the Plymouth song. She and Miss Etz, Miss Etz no longer living, but they were other institutional people because mm-hmm. they were from the training school. They were teaching the children
the Wayne
there.
County training
Wayne
school.
County Training School.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I know they were very active in that. And of course, my own friends were also there who belonged to Our Lady of Victory. I think I've given some things here that just not known about Mayberry anyway.
Mm-hmm.
One other little bit I think of interest that I hadn't mentioned before was that the we operated an open air camp for children. There were buildings that had Humpty Dumpty and Little Miss Muffet and all kinds of little children things on the front of them from the nursery rhymes. They had 6 weeks for girls and 6 weeks for boys, and they were the children of some of the patients, the father and mother, and or underprivileged children from the city of Detroit. And that screening also went through Herman Kiefer, and that was a great thing.
These were not tubercular children themselves.
They were not.
They were not,
but their family probably had them.
Mm-hmm.
It would be either father or mother or underprivileged children.
It was on the ground.
Yeah. Yeah, it was on the ground.
They were separate.
There's a picture of it in there.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how I happen to have two, but anyway, they're welcome to have that one. And if they should want this invitation of the change of 1927 of Mr. Mayberry and this kind of thing, I'd be glad to give it. Anything they would want, if
okay.
they want it. That picture over there, needlepoint, was done at Mayberry in the occupational therapy. And I'll show you in my bedroom that the other thing is our records. Oh, one more thing.
Okay.
The record department of which I was in charge frequently subpoenaed and a representative from the record department had to go down to workman's compensation and take the records with them.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a whole day session.
So you spent quite a bit of time in court as well.
They did,
didn't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They did.
Mm-hmm.
Especially these nursery kids and stuff like that. So it was a very fascinating job. I liked what I did there, and the staff was nice. And, we have... Dr. Howard was the last superintendent, and his daughter Phyllis lives here in Arlington.
Oh, is that right?
Uh-huh. Her name is Allison, and she's keeps track of me. We were together at the party, Dr. Romanek, and what we have in common is that we grew up on the ground, I think. She was a small child. And at the Romanek party, Dr. Steininger, who was visiting here from Arizona, and was the one who was 13 years on a frame, and
he was one who was a patient then.
Yeah, he was a patient, but also was medical director afterward, after stayed on the staff and was medical director, and went to North Carolina to be superintendent of a sanatorium there. Anyway, she and he played the organ at the Romanek, and Phyllis had the ukulele, which he had taught her to play when he was here. And she was a little girl.
Uh-huh.
They played for an hour and a half, and it was more fun that you couldn't believe. I know she went home with a blister on her finger with this thing. She's very, Dr. and Mrs. Howard were very kind to me, and I think with the Mayberry people, you were just more than just employees, and when we get together, we're real happy to see each other. It was a really family affair.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know whether you remember or were you involved then, for 10 years, you know, the Mayberries had a party which there were 100 or more people attending at various places. So, you weren't to any of those.
Mm-hmm.
But, Phyllis has lots of memories about Mayberry, too.
Well, Esther, I want to thank you very much. And as I said to you before, this will be edited and a copy will be made, and I'll bring it back to you. So thank you very much for your time.